Okay, so the title of this talk is Running on Empty, How to Refuel When Your Life is in the Fast Lane. And before I go into the content of the talk, I have a top 10 list, which is sort of like the information that if I could only give you 10 tips, those would be the 10 tips I would give you. And then at the end of the presentation, I have two slides on the pros and cons of vegetarianism, because I feel like that was kind of a topic that people like to know about. But I'm also curious to hear what people would like to learn. So I don't know how prepared you are in this moment, but does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Like what information they would like in this hour? Is there anything anyone here was like hoping to hear about in particular? Around health or?
Maybe like the amount of protein, sugar, carbohydrates you should have within the day, maybe.
Okay.
What the amount.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe gluten-free.
Okay. A little bit about gluten-free. Okay.
And like what it is and kind of like benefits of not eating it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because this is your talk. I mean, I can tell you what's up here, but also I want to gear it to whatever information you guys want. Okay, so I'll do that. I'll do both those. Okay. The vegetarian thing. Are people curious about the differences between vegetarianism, whether to be a vegetarian or not? Yeah. There's a lot of controversy around it. There's a lot of emotions around it. There's a lot of belief systems around it. There's a lot of research around it. So it's a very controversial subject. And my stance on it as a health counselor is find an appropriate protein. So I say eat as many fresh fruits and vegetables as possible and find an appropriate protein. So I don't advocate for one or the other, and you'll see my pros and cons list has 4 points for both sides. So the importance for you all is to investigate and make the decision yourself based on the information that's available to you. And actually, I think what I'll do is I'll just go to that at the end first. We'll start with the beginning. Okay. So the pros of vegetarianism, and you don't have to remember all of this. I have a website that you guys can refer to, and it has, I just wanted to show you all, it's Greenlight Heidi, and if you go here on the sidebar under categories, there's a, is vegetarianism better, and then pros and cons for being a vegetarian. So this information is available online, so you don't need to worry about remembering it all. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with the farming industry in the United States, but I personally think it's probably the number one reason to be a vegetarian or to purchase organic meat, because there's an incredible amount of damage going on to the environment due to factory farming. A lot of the, this is a quote from it, 3 trillion pounds of waste produced by factory farmed animals each year, and they end up going in the waterways, and then also like the drugs and bacteria that they contain. So it's the runoff and the pollution and the effects of it. It's a growing concern that's really not very popularized in the media. So, and anyone who is a vegetarian is aware of this information, usually. And since there's also like the world peace diet, there's a lot of people who argue that the grain fed to animals could feed way more people. And then also there's lots of health studies that show that being vegetarian is better for your health. And I'm sure you guys have heard that. I think the main thing around this side of the argument is that, number one, you definitely want to reduce the amount of animal protein that you consume on a weekly basis. It is, we eat too much animal protein in our diet. We do not need to eat as much as we are, and we know that it contributes to heart disease. And I know 80% of the illnesses that people get when they're older, like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes type 2, they're preventable. They're preventable by not doing things that give, like eating a lot of meat products causes plaque buildup in the arteries, which is why people have heart attacks. So I think it's really important that you do limit the amount of meat. I, in terms of having no meat and no animal products, the concern on the other side of it is that you can have a deficiency in the fat-soluble vitamins. So the vitamin A, the vitamin D, the vitamin K. So what I always recommend is if you are a vegetarian, that you get a tissue mineral analysis of a hair clipping once a year. And I've talked with people who've been vegetarian their whole lives and they've never done this. And I think this is a wonderful tool for anyone, the tissue mineral analysis. And if you go to this link, I know this person in North Carolina who does it for $89, which is very reasonably priced. And it's a full, like, 5 or 10 page analysis of where you have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It also tests for heavy metal poisoning, and then at the end they give you recommendations based on where your deficiencies are. So if you spend money on supplements at all in your diet, I recommend getting this as well, because then you can see where you actually have deficiencies and where you actually need to supplement your diet versus just hearing about a trendy supplement and then trying it. So this is like why you do not want to be a vegetarian. This Paul Pitchford, he says that some of the sickest people I have ever seen in my clinic were raw vegans. Now, vegans are people who eat no animal products at all, including like honey from bees or eggs. And raw means you eat no cooked food. So what would be the problem with a raw vegan would be the fact that they're just limited in their diet. So as a food counselor, I say it's just really important to vary your diet. So whatever it is you're eating, whatever it is you're eating every day in your diet, that's what you really want to pay attention to. That's what you want to buy organic. That's what you want to make sure it does not have 40 ingredients in it, specifically the stuff that you're eating every day. And these two articles, I definitely recommend reading them. Being Vegetarian Will Not Save the World and 22 Reasons Why Not to Go Vegetarian. And also click on the articles on the pros of vegetarianism, because the arguments are very compelling on both sides. That's why as I get up here and offer you the information, I don't want to offer one side or the other. And a lot of people have a lot of emotions. And what I have seen with friends who have been very sick and vegetarian for long periods of time, and eventually due to blood tests, they had to resort back to eating animal products, is that sometimes your thinking and your belief system can get in the way of what your body needs. So that's why I recommend the tissue mineral analysis. Now, if you are going to buy animal products, I highly recommend that you get organic. I really got the guy who wrote The Omnivore's Dilemma, Michael Pollan. His books are great, and he talks about how in terms of buying organic, the higher up in the food chain, the more you want to buy organic. So if you're only going to buy one thing organic, you definitely want it to be animals with 4 legs. And then lower on the food chain, animals with 2 legs. And then lower on the food chain, animal products like eggs. And then lower on the food chain are like fruits and vegetables. Now, certainly you want to try and get the stuff without pesticides, but in terms of priorities and the quality of the food and why you want to buy organic, and I'm not going to go into that in this talk. If you remember anything about buying organic, and I know that organic food is expensive, and I prefer to shop at Trader Joe's. They have very reasonably priced. You can get a pound of organic grass-fed meat for $6, and you can get like organic chicken legs for $3. So not all organic products have to cost a lot of money. You can get basically the equivalent organic product at Trader Joe's that you can get in a shopping mall like Publix, just regular. Okay, before I go on to the top 10 list, does anyone have questions on that, on the vegetarian, or any comments they would like to add? Yeah.
Well, what if like your culture is vegetarian? Like,
right.
I've never eaten meat, and the first time someone slipped me meat in a cupcake, like bacon, and I threw up because it was just like disgusting.
Right.
But it's just my body doesn't.
Have you been vegetarian your whole life? Yeah. So what happened is you never developed like the enzymes to digest that particular food. You know, and then when I say there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of belief system, there's a lot of cultural heritage around eating. So that's why, like, I encourage, like, find an appropriate protein. You know, eat as many fresh fruits and vegetables possible and find an appropriate protein, because there is no one right way to eat. But what I would encourage for you and everyone here is to investigate, you know, maybe get a tissue mineral analysis. And if you're not in a place financially to get that, you don't need to do it today, but at some point, just investigate. See what your body is, where you're at, you know. And for someone who is vegetarian, the main thing I will say is that you need to make sure that you get enough fat-soluble vitamins. It is imperative. Every cell in your body has a phospholipid bilayer of fat, and your brain is 80% fat. And this article right here, 22 Reasons Not to Go Vegetarian, is Sally Fallon and the Weston A. Price Foundation. Weston A. Price was a dentist in the 20s that traveled all over the world and researched indigenous cultures' diets. And what he found was, whether you were in the Swiss Alps or whether you were island country in the middle of Papua New Guinea, what all these native people's diets had in common was that they ate 10 times the amount of fat-soluble vitamins in their diet than we get today. And that's why on my top 10 list, number 3 is eat the omegas in your diet every day. And that's the buzzword you guys have probably been hearing, omega-3s. You know, there's always a buzzword coming and going. You don't have to eat omega-3s. You just want to get fat-soluble vitamins, and preferably in a natural form. So the most obvious one is cod liver oil, which is disgusting. I know.
I do take them. Like, I take the cod liver oil pills.
Oh, you do? Okay. You know, and another thing, just so you know, if you guys are curious about that, some people don't like fish burps. You can actually put the cod liver oil pills in the freezer and then take them, and you don't get that. And I've also heard if you do krill oil that you don't, because some people don't like the fish aftertaste. Now, the thing you want to be careful about supplements is, are they fresh? You know, what is the quality of the product that you're purchasing in terms of supplements? Do not go to the local CVS and purchase the on-sale fish oil capsules. Okay, you want stuff preferably in a glass bottle that has an expiration date. And on my website, I recommend this website called iHerb.com. Now, I do not recommend products. I am not a product person. What I try and do is give people the best information possible on where you can get stuff cheap. And I found this website always has stuff very cheap and very fresh. And vitamins, what and where, if you click on that link on my website, there's this, the place to buy vitamins and health products. So I like this website because you get stuff very cheap and very fresh and really high quality products. So you can get good supplements on that website. So fish oil is a good one. And then on the other side of it, if you're vegetarian, you can. What I recommend is getting the refrigerated oils that you can only get in a health food store, like evening primrose oil and hemp seed oil and flaxseed oil. And they're refrigerated, and they're, you can get them, I've seen them at Kroger.
I use some of them for cooking.
Yeah. Well, now, the thing you want to be careful about with those is they, if you, you want to put them on a, are they the refrigerated ones? Because you want to put them on a salad. If you cook with them, that you could kill some of the good nutrients, you know. But all this stuff is like, you know, you got to get a middle ground on all of it. So, another good one if you're vegetarian is raw virgin coconut oil.
And that's a lot of coconut oil.
And that's really good for you. You can actually just eat like 4 tablespoons, like put it on toast. And there's this whole myth around fat. And I tell people if they want to lose weight, the first thing I'm saying, just have 4 tablespoons of like raw coconut oil every day. You can get like a jar of it for $5.99 at Trader Joe's. I guarantee you'd be surprised if you eat that. There's this whole myth around fat in our culture. Like if you eat too much fat, it's going to make you fat. But actually, it's all the low-fat, no-fat products that are really high in sugar that are making people gain weight. So fat is vital for you. It's very imperative, but you just have to get the right kind of fat. And what you want is expeller-pressed and cold-pressed oils. And if you guys have questions after this talk, you can email me, and you can go to my website. I'll answer any questions, so you know. Okay, so that's pros and cons of vegetarianism. I'm sure that was already a little myth-busting for some people. One thing I find frustrating about our current situation in America is that I feel like basic food information is not given to people. I mean, there's so much information out there every day on the television that I think is misinformation. So that's why I give these health talks. I have a degree in social work. I'm going into counseling. But this website, Greenlight Heidi, all of it, I've been about 10 years. I'm a licensed massage therapist. You know, the more I learn, the more I just want everyone to know the truth about food, which we don't often know. I'm going to give a quick 2-minute overview of what's going on with your population. Very deficient. So a third of people are overweight or overobese. This is college students. This is a study done in 2007. And then 95% of women and 82% of men are not meeting, for example, the nutrient recommendations for fiber. So, and then there's a bunch of, only 23% of women actually met the recommendations for iron, only 33%, only, so you're talking about one third of the people in this room, even, at least the women, get enough iron, calcium, and folate in their daily diet. And that's why I'm recommending the tissue mineral analysis. You know, don't go by me, just get a test that shows where you're at. And the reason I'm talking about all this with you all is because of this. Because when you get older, you're either going to age healthy or not. And when you're 18 or when you're 20, you're not thinking about what's going to happen when you're 50. You're thinking about tomorrow. But the truth is, the way you're eating right now in the next 5 years is going to completely dictate where you are like 40 years from now. Because right now, you guys are developing the eating habits that is going to determine, I'd say more than anything, about when you hit 40. What you do now between the ages of 18 and 23, you're really going to see it about age 40 to 45. You're going to have lower back pain. You're going to start having to take heart pressure meds, all kinds of stuff, if you eat all the processed food that is everywhere in our culture. And the only way you're ever going to stop is you have to be committed to your health, because it's way easier to eat unhealthy than it is to eat healthy. So these are just the numbers. 23% of men and 34% of women, they don't do enough, participated in less than 30 minutes of activity per day. So we're just not getting enough daily exercise. We're spending too much time in front of the computer. So this is the general conclusion. The majority of us don't get enough daily nutrients and exercise. So what I want to do is, I'm going to have you guys turn to the person next to you. This is just a quick exercise. So just try and turn so you guys are all paired up. And the person with the longest hair is going to go first. Ask, what's one thing you can do to improve your health, and why are you not doing that thing? And I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and then I'm going to say switch. Okay, so go ahead.
I don't know. I have to be back.